Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And I am thrilled and very honored that we are joined by Dr. Will Tuttle. And Dr. Tuttle is joining us via Skype in West Palm Beach, Florida. Dr. Tuttle is currently on the World Peace Way Tour. This is part two of my interview with Dr. Will Tuttle. Dr. Tuttle joined us last week on Vegan Nation, and this episode is also the 10-year anniversary. The first episode of Vegan Nation was January 2nd, 2015, and my first guest was Dr. Will Tuttle. He is the author of The World Peace Diet and a training program called The World Peace Diet Facilitator Program, in which I am a World Peace Diet Facilitator. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and much thanks to all for your support of free speech and sharing information from the heart. Dr. Tuttle and his spouse, Madeline, left Northern California on 11/22 to conduct the tour of concerts and lectures, starting in Sacramento and then Las Vegas, and then to Arizona, Sedona, and Prescott, on to Oklahoma City, Little Rock, Arkansas, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and he is currently on staff at Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida. And then they'll continue back to California via Texas and Arizona throughout March and April. He's an award-winning speaker, educator, author, and musician. His music, writings, and presentations focus on compassion, intuition, meditation, social justice, and creativity. Creator of the best-selling book, The World Peace Diet, as well as over a dozen other books and CDs, Dr. Tuttle presents regularly, both online and at conferences and events throughout North America and worldwide. A former Zen monk with a PhD in education from UC Berkeley, where his dissertation, The Role of Intuition in Education, was nominated for the Best Dissertation Award in 1988. He has worked extensively exploring and promoting intuition development, nonviolent living, meditation, healing music, creativity, holistic health, animal liberation, and cultural evolution. Traveling globally with his spouse Madeline, a visionary artist from Switzerland, he presents lectures and concerts of original uplifting piano music, often accompanied by Madeline's watercolor paintings and silver flute. Dr. Tuttle's other books include The World Peace Diet, Your Inner Islands, Daily Veg Inspirations, Bursting Light, Circles of Compassion, and Buddhism and Veganism. His newest books are Food for Freedom, Reclaiming Our Health, and Rescuing Our World. The most recent, released November 2024, is The World Peace Way, Six Keys to Health and Harmony for All. Welcome, Dr. Tuttle, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much, Marlene. I'm just delighted to be here. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Well, I'm thrilled with the November 2024 release of The World Peace Way, Six Keys to Health and Harmony for All. Congratulations and thank you.
Oh, thanks, Marlene. Yeah, I'm really glad this book came out. Madeline and I left back on November 22nd and in our little micro van that we converted into our living space for 5 months. It sits in a compact car space. It's very small. We actually are living in this little van that's 7 feet by 5 feet and 3 feet high. And we love it. We're really happy. And I'm a big fan of minimalism. And I think that when we reduce our needs to just the bare minimum, we have a lot more opportunity to enjoy life, actually. And I remember, you know, being born and raised in Concord, Massachusetts, and not too far from Worcester, I learned to swim in Walden Pond, and one of the things that I think it was Emerson wrote is, things are in the saddle and ride mankind. You know, that idea that, you know, the more things we own and have, the more we become slaves to material possessions. And it's not to say that we don't need to have some things, of course, but to try to enjoy the possibilities that come our way when we minimize our needs. And Thoreau emphasized that a lot. He said, the wealthiest person in the world is the one who needs the least. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And of course, the other main saying, which is really important, goes along with this, is the basic idea that the greatest wealth we can ever have is our health. And to be healthy, that's really the greatest wealth. And also, the underlying theme of our tour that we're on, the World Peace Way, based on this book that you just mentioned that just came out, is that we can question the official narratives in our society about health and about lifestyle and about disease and about relationships and about spirituality and about success and happiness, all these things. And when we do that, we can create a foundation for joy and freedom and abundance in our lives. And sharing these messages, how we can thrive on this planet and create the foundation of society where peace and freedom and justice are actually possible, not just for us, but for animals, for future generations, for ecosystems, for hungry people, for all of us, because the basic idea is we're all interconnected.
Awesome, awesome. The 6 keys to health and harmony for all of your new book, The World Peace Way.
Right. Well, thanks, Marlene. So basically, the first and main key is a healthy diet. And diet is a word that comes from the old Greek word dieta, which means a way of living. So it really includes everything that we're eating, but also everything that we're drinking, also the quality of the food and water and air that we're breathing. Also, the products that we use to clean our clothes, the clothing that we're wearing, anything that we put on our skin basically goes through our skin into our bloodstream. So it includes all of those things. And in addition to that, it really includes the media that we're consuming, the books we're consuming, the conversations that we're consuming. There's so many levels to diet. Second key is meditation and spiritual practice. And that has to do with understanding and wisdom and joy and freedom that are within our consciousness. The third key is healthy relationships. One of the main ideas, of course, in the book is that the mind and body are not separate. Whatever goes on in our mind affects our body. Whatever goes on in our body affects our mind. It's really a unity. That's the third one. Then there's also the importance of movement and exercise. That's the fourth key. The fifth key is nature and connecting with the nature that's around us, the trees, the forests, the sky, the waters. Cold water has been a wonderful ally for me over the years. And we talk about something called forest bathing, which is something that really is not being recognized as being very helpful. Just spending time in nature is in itself very healing, both mentally and physically. And then finally, creativity. The importance of fulfilling the creative imperative, that we find outlets for creative action through music, art, movement, dance, writing, relationships. And there's so many ways of creating. And if we're not being able to fulfill our creative potential, very often our energy will turn back into ourselves and cause disease of various kinds. So there's quite a few ways of looking at this, but these are the 6 keys that I unfold and develop in this new book. It's not a really large book like The World Peace Diet and Food for Freedom. Those are a good 300 pages, which is more about 180 pages, something like that. It's a smaller book. And I try to just focus on the most important points. But it's already gotten a lot of really rave reviews that people have found it to be very helpful in a practical way. So I'd love to get into it more if you're interested, but that's the main idea in the World Peace Way.
Wonderful. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Tuttle and hear lots of great vegan music. We started out the program with the Turkey Song by Will Tuttle from his album, Animal Songs. And again, this is the 10th year anniversary of Vegan Nation on air, over the airwaves and online. And my first interview, January 2nd, 2015, was with Dr. Will Tuttle and his spouse, Madeline. This is the Deer Song by Will Tuttle. That's D-E-E-R. Welcome back from the break, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Will Tuttle discussing his newest book, The World Peace Way, 6 Keys to Health and Harmony for All. So this is great to hear about the 6 Keys to Health and Harmony for All. And I would like to focus for this interview on the diet, and as you mentioned, as a total lifestyle. And that consumption isn't just what we eat and drink. And that consumption can be in the form of injections. It can be in the form of what we fill our minds with, of what we're viewing, what we're listening to for news, and all of that. So let's talk about that, especially in relation to what we see that has been happening, especially since 2020. And now it's even continuing more so, about all the deceptions and how important it is not to be gullible, etc.
Right, right. Well, basically, what we have to understand here is that we have now, unfortunately, a medical, pharmaceutical, governmental system that's integrated in our educational system and the media. And it really requires, in many ways, a constant supply of unhealthy, sick people to keep the money flowing. So there's no incentive anywhere in the system to encourage people to be healthy, because healthy people never buy pharmaceuticals. They don't support that system that really requires so much money, and the money is used and invested into media campaigns and into education of doctors and into governmental agencies on every level, federal, state, and local, in order to control what we think about our health. So you make a really good point, because what we see is that we have, for example, we have food companies that don't really care about our health, and the foods that we're eating, for the most part in the United States, are filled with genetically engineered ingredients. They have pesticide, herbicide, and fungicide residues. They very often have artificial flavorings and colorings and so forth, all of which are toxic. And so we have a food system that doesn't care about our health. We have a healthcare system that doesn't care about the food. Right? Typically, healthcare providers don't start coaching us to really eat a healthier diet. They typically respond with protocols that circle around pharmaceuticals and procedures that are profitable. And so, again, it's really up to us to take responsibility for the quality of our nutrition and the quality of our health by questioning these official narratives. So the good news is that we can be proactive in all of these things and be sure that we're eating foods that are plant-sourced, don't have animal foods, which always concentrate not only toxins, but also saturated fat, cholesterol, acidifying and inflammatory animal protein, and also metaphysical toxins like grief and terror and fear and pain and despair and panic and anxiety. I mean, we're eating, these poor animals are in absolute lives of misery and hell. that we cause when we eat, you know, pay for it, but then when we actually eat that. So these are extremely unhealthy foods to be eating. So we should, you know, eat plant-sourced foods, but it's really important that they be organic and as much as possible whole foods. And then, like you're saying, to go beyond that and realize that we had this rollout of a whole medical tyranny, really, in many ways, that did not allow us to get sunshine and fresh air and exercise, and the things that were closed down in many ways were the things that were the most important. People were arrested, really, for being on the beach, and for yoga studios were closed down, and exercise facilities were closed down, and they kept the bars open and alcohol sold freely. So you got to realize this is an obvious agenda to destroy our health. And not only that, churches were shut down. People were encouraged not to socialize. You know, the 6 feet distance, making people feel isolated, wearing masks. We can't breathe properly, and that we have to be afraid of each other. And then the other aspect that you also alluded to, which is fear. Where, you know, the television and the media was filled with fear. So today, understanding that, we should for sure never comply ever with these kinds of directives or mandates. They're illegal, unlawful, and devastating to our health as individuals and as a society, and really attack us, not just physically, but mentally as well. And it's also well understood that consuming fear, it actually overwhelms what's called the hippocampus, the part of our brain that creates the autobiographical memory. And when that gets overwhelmed with negativity and with fear, and that, like the propaganda from the medical industry, we see it already cropping up a little bit with this idea that this bird flu is on the horizon. So it's very important to not let that happen. Don't take in a lot of this negativity and fear, because when the hippocampus gets overwhelmed with fear, then basically, and this is well understood by neuroscientists who study the brain, that the autobiographical memory, which basically is our own true nature, it's like how we understand the world, our experience, our own inner wisdom, gets overwritten by this, and we become, without realizing it, we become controlled and we become directed, really, by and propelled by the new narrative that has been basically overwritten over our own understanding that's being canceled by the propaganda. This has all been worked out over decades of prisoner of war camps. They studied brainwashing. They also understood that Chinese and other people had studied this. So the CIA and the military, you know, they understand these things very well. If you want to control someone or a population, there are certain steps you can take that will override the hippocampus autobiographical memory in the people, and they will begin to believe whatever you tell them. Basically, their loyalty will shift away from their own understanding and narrative, and they will fit in with the new story that's being told to them. So these things are very important to understand. And also the idea that the foods that we're eating and the beverages and the medications, all these things, the toxic chemicals in them attack our body, and they also reduce our capacity for clarity, mental clarity, to reduce the emotional state of people, so they're more willing to go along with whatever is done to them. So it cuts us off from our spiritual roots, which is, of course, what would be required if we were going to be controlled and turned into livestock the same way we do to animals. So all these things intersect and interconnect with the main ideas in my earlier book, Food for Freedom, that if we insist on turning cows and pigs and chickens into livestock, taking away their freedom, then we're sowing the seeds for the same things to happen to us. And then finally, the injections that people are getting. I mean, as little kids are getting up to 70 injections now on just the basic CDC schedule. And every single one of these has got toxic chemicals in them, going straight into our veins. So we're bypassing the body's natural defense system in the digestive system and going straight into the veins. And also, they all have animal ingredients, animal cells and animal tissues of many different animals, cows and pigs and chickens and monkeys and camels and horses and all kinds of things. And this is really unwise. And they're all tested on animals. Millions of animals are killed for these injections. So it's really important, I think, as people who care about the health of our society, the health of our children, the health of ourselves, who care about morality and ethics, that we don't just do not go along with this, that we do the best we can to do some research to find out what's really going on. And there are some really wonderful books coming out now besides the books I've been writing.
Thank you, Dr. Tuttle. And what contact information can you share with our listeners?
Right. Well, we have our website, worldpeacediet.com, and then also just my name, Will, W-I-L-L, Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E.com, is also works really well. And we have there my wonderful wife, Madeline, all her videos on intuitive cooking, food preparation, and the lectures and interviews and our tour schedule, the articles that I write and the trainings that we have, the World Peace Diet Facilitator training. So we're happy to stay in touch with people, and any questions people have or comments, we're always love to hear from everyone.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom and your compassion and your love.
Thank you so much, Marlene. Thank you, everyone.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Thank goodness for free speech. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Now let's go out with some more great vegan music. This song is called Hold the Line. And it's by Alex Arndt at the Sonic Universe. And I dedicate this to all the animals in the laboratories, the virology, biomed, pharmaceutical, who are in 2025 imprisoned, enslaved, exploited, and murdered in universities and science labs. And to all the animals in animal agriculture, the dairy and egg industries as well. And the hunted and those enslaved in breeding stalls and cages who do not consent, who do not have a choice to comply or not to comply, and all the other animals and all the other industries of exploitation and violence. This song is for them. And to all the humans, the human animals too, who, as expressed in the World Peace Diet and Food for Freedom, that what we do to others boomerangs back to humanity, inevitably and eventually. Veganism is the key, the path to harmony, wellness, freedom, justice, and peace. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you all a beautiful, lovely, peaceful day.
With this one, if you know this one, we do not need to fear. All we need to do is love. Stand up for what we believe. And so this one's called Hold the Line. And here we go. Thank you. No overtime on the front lines. We are police in the cities. And firefighters, we're protecting the families. Kicks us to the curb, throws a shot we refuse. It's our body and our right to choose. System will build a better school. Hold the line.
As we work together to co-create a vegan paradigm, it results, eventually, in a world of mutual harmlessness, where animals no longer need be in fear of humans, and humans no longer need to be in fear of other humans or animals.
Please hit us up on thesonicuniverse.com. Join the email list. All the socials are the Sonic Universe, and we want to be integral with this community like we are with the rest of the freedom communities. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.